Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. On April the 19th, hundreds of independent record stores across the US and a few from other parts of the world will mark Record Store Day. The idea is to promote and celebrate the role of independent record stores and to mark out the differences between them and the corporate retailers who now dominate CD and record sales. Independent stores aren't only an alternative place to buy music, but the place to buy alternative music. Self-releases, experimental releases, and records on small labels are much more likely to be stocked in an independent store than they are in a large retail store like The Warehouse. But independent stores are under threat, and they've been closing right across the world. In Auckland, probably more record stores have closed in the last 10 years than remain open. One of my favourite record stores of all time was Crawl Space Records, located in the Lagonda Arcade off Kay Road. Sadly gone, this place was a bastion of independent alternative music. It had a small niche stock, but the staff were informed, they could make recommendations, and when you went in there, you felt it wasn't only about the sales, but about the music. Crawl Space went one step further as well, also setting up a label to release independent music. This episode of Counting the Beat will feature some of the music from the Crawl Space label. Starting off with this, from their artist series of limited edition 8-inch plastic lathe cuts, this is Parship. Infinite Pulse by Parship. The Crawl Space artist series is highly sought after by collectors, but they're very hard to get hold of because of the extremely limited release editions, sometimes 200, sometimes as little as 25 of each release. Crawl Space also had a 7-inch series, which was more widely available, that focused on up-and-coming bands and sometimes re-releases of classic material. You can read about that series on the Mr. X blog, and I've put a link to that from countingthebeat.blogspot.com. From that series, here's Jacob, a band from Napier. This is their 2000 single, Amase and Her Short Haircut. We'll hear the B-side. 7-inch single on Crawl Space Records from Jacob was the first time that the mainly instrumental group had included vocals. Also on the Crawl Space 7-inch series was a single from Chris Hazelwood, who'd been playing with Dimmer and King Loser. He released a single called Introducing the Ron Ashton Club, a tribute to the Stooges guitarist. Remember, this was years before their revival and their subsequent touring. Take a listen. Crawlspace also ventured into reissues. One of those was this classic, Native Waiter, from the Victor Dimmish Band, coupled with a couple of live tracks.
Thank you.
Crawl Space Records, both the shop and the label are gone, but the music remains, if you can find it, that is. Probably your best bet is to try to pick up either of two CD compilations of the artist series that the label put out, called Fit for Kings and Fit for Kings 2. And don't forget Record Store Day on April the 19th. In New Zealand, Slowboat Records in Wellington are having a live in-store from Samuel Flynn Scott to mark the day. And what other good record shops are out there? Galaxy Records in Christchurch is a good one, and Slowboat, but I'd like to hear of any others. You can leave your comments at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. We're going to conclude this look at Crawl Space Records with The Pointsman. This came out in a limited edition of 25. This is the only record in my entire collection that features a balloon, and it's one that drives my partner crazy. There's just something about it, something that says you can do something special out on the edge, and someone's going to think it's worth releasing, and someone else is going to think it's worth buying. Surely that's what independent record stores are for. Harris, and you've been listening to Counting the Beat. In this episode, we heard from Parjib, Jacob, Chris Hazelwood, the Victor Dimish Band, and the Pointsmen. All records issued on the Crawlspace Records label, operated by the Crawlspace Record Shop. Remember, Record Store Day is April the 19th. For more information, check out countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.